Hello, my name is Sylvia.
And my name is Chloe. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs are having a week of celebrations. On Wednesday, the students had a full bucket celebration. For the last few weeks, the students have been filling a bucket in the classroom with fuzzy things each time encouraging words are said, when kids offer to help other kids, and when kind words are used. On Friday, the students will celebrate Valentine's Day by exchanging cards and eating some goodies.
The Fawns have started a Me on the Map project as a follow-up to their continent study. The students are placing themselves on the correct planet, continent, country, state, town, and street. In science this week, the students are learning about wedges and inclined planes. The students will do experiments with these simple machines to learn how they work.
The Wolves are keeping track of the Olympic medals that are being won. They are organizing their tally by country and event. This helps the students learn about countries as well as provides a great graphing opportunity. Learning about new countries also sparked a lively discussion about heritage.
In the Lynx class, we begin our unit on American colonialism with a simulation as first settlers in the New World. The students visualize the voyage by ship before forming family groups and discussing the items that they would bring with them. Then they gathered resources in the New World to establish a home. They hunted, traded, stole, joined families, and interacted with the natives. Students reflected on the experience by writing about the similarities between the simulation and history.
The otters have learned the elements of a story in depth and are discussing the historical impact of the books they have been reading. The new theme in American history is power, growth, and identity. And their new textbook is titled A New Nation.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Chloe.
And Sylvia.
Have a great day.